Kol parsha achashich tevena sif chafalof. Kol parsha achashich tevena yikreena heite bekavona medigtuk pamayim b'sholish. After you write it, you have to read it through carefully, two or three times. And then we actually have to end a kodem sheet then of the besech beso. Kishal tiskal parsha per parsha. So first we have to read it through to make sure that it was written properly. Then before you put it in, each one has to be put in the right place. So you read it again, make sure you're putting the right one in the right place. Chavdal yikrena heitev. You have to read it well. Shim yimsa sekon kuftalad. Shim yimsa eiz ois chaser beiz a parsha. If the letter is missing in the parsha, lo he levad the nipsal ela gam koma shachreo. Shim sheyushal a kesidron kedliel b'reish asimen. So we discussed before that the din of kesidron applies from parsha to parsha. There was an argument about that, but the ma'aseh the chachila we were machmer on that. And I think he maybe yeah, but he was. Right. You can reuse that parsha, write another parsha afterwards, but this set is not going to work. He brings the sheet that says, since they're not smooth as the Torah, then there's no dinner considering. So, Kadashwa, you can be a smooth, but Shema, Rahim, Shema, you're not a problem. You can use that parsha as written for kashrus for another pair of tillim. You can't use it for this one because it was written for kashrus for this one. Okay. Chav beis. Toiv l'nasas akumas kadim shiyasa litzur b'parsha. It makes sense. Before you put the quilt out on the parsha, when the ink is coming out too quickly, you don't want that. Shalei elov diyo yosim yidai v'yavsa. There'll be too much ink coming out and it will damage the parsha in some way. So you test it on a separate piece of paper if it's not too full of ink. Before you write a Shem Hashem, you want to check what was written up till then, because it wasn't written properly. So while you're writing a Shem Hashem over here, which ends up being put into Geniza, so you don't want to do that extra act of putting Shemos, which is what the word Shemos comes from, by the way, the Shem Hashem, into the Geniza, because that's the Iker Din is of Geniza. It goes under the Shem Hashem. Kufei kadam shiyasko. Okay, so you should test it. Ainu rutzu loymer b'tchilas parsha dafka. Doesn't mean the beginning of the parsha, means every time you write, you're making a new dip, you want to check it out.
New what? Dip?
Dip of the quill into the ink. Okay, you want to read Masha Kosav?
How much does a dip hold? I mean, it doesn't have a receptacle to hold ink, does it? It doesn't hold ink, you just dip it in, right?
The way, because of the cohesiveness of the ink, and it is a tube, so it's cut at an angle, but it sort of sits inside the tube.
It goes into the tube. When you dip it in, it goes up the tube?
It goes up the tube a little bit. Not up, but inside that angle, it sits there.
So how many letters?
You can get a decent amount. If you have,
really?
Yeah. I don't really get off the top of my head, I don't know how many, but you don't have to keep re-dipping at every letter. Oh. Okay, now, so you don't want to end up putting a Shem Hashem. I'm sorry. So this issue of the Shem Hashem, you want to make sure this parsha is written properly. That's not relevant to the parsha before. I mean, this parsha, etc. You don't want to put the Shem Hashem into Geniza because of him. Al Yodai. Ukshatayvah Kolmas Litev by Hashem Lo Yaskol Litev Oisem Yad. We don't want, you don't dip immediately before the Ksivas Hashem and then start writing the shame, because we don't want, we're afraid that the yo will come out and it will and we can damage the shame. Or maybe there's a hair there which will affect the way it comes out. On the other hand, we need to designate this diyo for the purpose of writing the Shem Hashem. You should do the following. You should be, it means arrange it. So you always finish with the previous dipping, and you dip one letter before the shame, and then you start writing. If you did not leave a letter out off before the shame, so then yechabes acher ois otag. Look back, and maybe there's some letter which you could use a little bit extra ink. And then fill that in, and then because it was a shame, then you write the shame of Hashem. Okay. If your diyo ran out, you wrote the yod, and then the hey, and you need more diyo. So now you're going to dip, and you're writing on the shame Hashem. So now what do you do? So he says, here's the ayin fall. The earlier letters are still wet. You can put the kumos there. It will use the depilatory. What's the word for it? It pulls it up.
Absorb.
It'll pull up the ink from that letter, which is still dry, it's still wet a little bit, and that diyo is what you use. Be more ashamed. You can't be terrible in the oisius of Hashem atzmon, because that's, you're taking away from the oisius of Hashem. That's a problem. It's considered bizoyin. V'yesh mekilam litvo be oisius Hashem atzmon kimin the bizilek kimin shu kadei l'hashem oisius Hashem. So if you wrote the yod and then you wrote the hey, and you need to write the vav, and it's not enough the yo, or you wrote the vav, you need to write the last hey. So you dip in, according to the second opinion, you could dip into the earlier letter from the shame, and draw that ink up into the kumos, and then use it to write the last hey. Okay,
that's better than dipping it into the bottle,
right?
Because you're afraid you're going to smudge, it's going to be too much ink. Is that the issue?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's a bizarre just to dip the thing in the ink. I mean, that's
no, that's not the problem.
What stops you from having like a piece of paper and, you know, doing a little bit of writing on and then move right on to the
clock? So that's what he says. What you do is you want to be machtish the diyo on the kolmis before you write the shame, so you don't want to use it for chol. So you're designating for the purpose of kaddish. So you don't use it for chol. So you're writing on another piece of paper that's like using it for chol. So if you write a letter in the parsha, or you fix it letter in the parsha using it for kaddish, but here if you use it on another piece of paper, it's like using it for chol.
Then we just say that you should, if you're going to write the shame, to go to the previous letters that are still wet. So isn't that using Kodesh
Dio
for
even more Kodesh
letter?
No, he said the first eight, he says you dip in, you leave over a letter before the shame, so mitzvah Hashem, so you leave over the well, it's not a tefillin, but
no.
Right,
Israel,
right. Leave over the lamed. So you write. So you leave over the lamed. You write the lamed, and then you write the shem Hashem. That's the first eitzah that he says. Okay.
So the lamed is also kodesh.
It's part of Ksivas Kodesh of the parsha's tefillin. It's not kiddush Hashem, but it's kiddush's tefillin.
So it's okay to be matish the ink for
kiddush's tefillin, and then it'll go up to shame. And you'll go from Yimim Alam Bekadosh, you use it for a shame.
Okay.
So let's say that you know you're in the middle of shame, you don't have the eitz anymore. So he said, so you'll dip it in one of the letters, which is still wet, and pull some ink out from there, and then use that for the shame. Again, it was designated for kaddish, and you went up to shame.
Why can't you just get more ink?
We don't want you to get more ink and use it in the middle of, as a beginning act of ksiva on the shame, because it might come out too much, and you'll end up with a major. You have this blotch of ink in your shame Hashem. So erasing it becomes questionable, and then refixing it, you know, someone will have to erase it to correct it. So is it really, if it's not a shame at all, okay, so it's not a problem, you know, but there's that gray area in between where it looks like a shame and not really enough, so we have to fix it, but we can't fix it because you can't be moichik. So we don't want to get stuck in that situation.
Halachically, could you write two pairs of tefillin simultaneously? Like, go from one to the... I'm not saying at the same moment, but let's say you're writing and then you switch to the second pair and then go back to the first. But do you have to write... I mean, you're not doing a considering issue because you're writing it in order, but I'm saying that you're going from one pair of film to the other. You're halachically allowed to do that?
I can't tell you it's Ma'akab B'Yeva, but I don't think we don't let him do that because of the...
You'll get confused? Is that the issue? Because that way, if he has that problem with the shame, he can go to that second pair, to the second one he's writing, and just swap back and then go back and forth. I mean, he doesn't have to do that constantly back and forth, but if he has an issue...
Right, he has an eitzah.
He has an eitzah.
Now, this is all assuming that the earlier letters are still haven't dried yet, so there's available D.O. to dry out. Now, so in that situation... Over here, you're going to have to betoibel it into the container. So he said, so then look through the parsha. Maybe there's some place where you need to thicken a letter, or the tag is not there. It's not a problem with Kesidron, because the letter is written properly, but it needs a little bit extra dio. You do that, and then you go, you write the Shem Hashem. This is the proper hanhaga. We don't want to mess up the Shem. B'Yavid, if you did it, you did it. Okay.
I've heard that there's certain sofrim, I don't know if it's true or not, this is what I heard, that they're makbid to go to the mikveh before they write the shame. So when they go to the mikveh, they go before they write that letter before the shame? Is that how they would do it?
I have no idea. Right. Okay. Chav Gimel. Imotz shechiser oisachas. If a letter is missing after you wrote the parsha, so ain't no takana. So then, so it's a problem. You can't go back and fix it. It's shloka sidrin. Shem kain ha yiksum shloka sidrin absulim shem l'ksiv v'hoyu v'habiyas and you. They have to be written down exactly as they're found in the Torah. V'im yiter oizachas. However, if you wrote an extra letter, yeshu takana yedei sheyigra oizsa. So this you can remove. So if it's the beginning of the word, end of the word, so you remove it. So you'll have a bigger gap between it and the word before and the word afterwards. That's not going to possible. Now, but if it's the middle of the word, lo, we have a big problem. You can't b'shum the kishayigra, once you erase it out, yeah, near a kishayigra, it looks like two separate words because of that gap in the middle. Okay, so what should you do? So Mr. Brewer will discuss in certain cases you can extend, certain letters you can extend. So you can extend them in such a way, if you have to erase it to be able to extend it, that's not going to solve your problem. Right? So we can extend the tough, but you already wrote the tough.
Right.
So you have to remove part of the tough and then extend it, that's too late because it's not
considered anymore.
A raise, on the other hand, if you want to extend the raise, so you had an extra vav after the raise, so now you just go back and make the raise longer. So that looks like a ratio. So some cases will have an eitzah. An extra ois in the middle of the word.
How do you learn it out from that pasuk? What does it mean? V'hayu v'havyos?
Okay, let's see, Mr. Brew. Takana. So there's no eitzah of to solve Hashem by putting in the letter which is missing. Now, theoretically there is a takana. You can erase everything from there to the end of the parsha. Well, umari shemikan at super parsha yes shemesh and nimchokim. If the shemesh shem, you can't erase that. So there's no way to solution. Dilav hachi yigrod at the sefer. You can really remove up to that point, all the from there to the end and then right over again. So we say, Rabbi Yosin Yehu, Pirish. They have to be exactly as found in the Torah. So you have to put them in exactly as you find them in the Torah.
When you write a Sefer Torah, does that parsha have to be considered?
No. Right. Because the this command of Rishinat Shartam Osa Yadacha, that's going back on Bahadu. Oisachas. So he wrote an extra word, extra letter, so we have a solution. If it's at the beginning of the word or the end of the word, just remove it. Now, because of Teva Yaser, he wrote an extra word. So Yigurano, so you'll remove it. And you'll leave a gap. Leave the space blank. Now, sometimes the word before ends with a letter which is a letter which you can extend. Certain letters we can extend. So if that's the eight, so we'll do that. But if that's not an eight, so that it didn't end with a letter which is extendable, so you can leave the gap. But when a cholak poisel kol shein b'mekaymai tishir harevach shebein parsha leparsha shu kadei tesosius. There's a lot of psucha, a gap or a stuma better, which is the gap which you leave between parshias, and the length of a stuma is nine. The size takes the right nine letters. So this word now, which you remove, the extra word, together with the gap before it and the gap after it, which were there before, adds up to the space of nine oisius. So now it looks like you have a parsha stuma where there's no parsha stuma. So that's going to pass your tefillin. So, but if the word is not that long, so then you won't have the problem. So it'll be a gap. As long as it's not nine oisius, k'day tes oisius, you're okay.
It could be in the middle of a word that there's a space.
No, his case is talking about the extra word. He's talking about an extra word now.
Oh, an extra word.
Right. The problem is to kind of feel a bazet. Even in that situation, maybe sometimes you can solve the problem. So if sometimes the word before ends with a letter which you can extend, so you'll extend it in, and it will limit that's not a gap which is too large. Furthermore, the Bible says that Yipasul Atfil and Machmas Arevach. So, in this situation where the tefillin will be affected, you're going to manage possibly tefillin because of the gap. Or the tefillin in b'siyum hatebish lefanel yeshom hey oikuf. Yuchel hamshich gagon k'elamay terevach. So you'll extend the roof of the hay or the kuf enough into the space, and now it's only a gap of eight osius, and you'll save your tefillin. So we know that you write your hay, you start from the left and you go down, and you write the left regal, which is not attached, immediately under the end of the gag. Well, if you extend the gag further and you do it a little bit moved over, it's also kosher. So that's what will happen. You'll extend the roof of the gag, the roof of the hay, into the space, and now it's only a gap of eight osius. So you'll have the regal of the hay. You can't, if you erase the regal of the hay, you have a problem with kazidra. So you can't erase the regal of the hay or of the kuf. But what you can do is extend it. So that's not Machmas B'Dyaveh. And it's kedai for us to save if we don't do this, you're going to end up being passing the tefillin. We'd rather not do that. So if we wrote the same word twice, so the first one was written was the right one. because he wrote Kisidron. So he wrote Al Al twice. Right? It says so. He wrote Al Al, so the first one was written properly. The second one is extra. You should remove the second one. However, Vim Kadam Rishana Yesh Ois Shuchol Lim Moshchai, Tav Yosha Shimcha Tabor Rishana, Kre Lochish Afla Dasar Ben Otam, the Shir Persia, who Gimel Oisis. If I remove the second one, so with my example, the last word is al. You can't extend the lamed, so I can't fill up that gap when I remove this word al. I can't remove the gap because there's nothing which I can extend. However, in a situation where the letter before the first one is a letter which you can extend, so it'd be better to erase the first one and then extend the letter which is before it. And so we want to do that because the Rebbeinu Tam Shita is that a shear of a stuma is three oisius, which means almost all of our situations would be problematic. If you can extend the letter, you want to extend that letter and not even get to that situation. So he said, lady shear. Right. You want to ask him if the lady?
It's happened last week.
I forget. My head is.
What's that? We started.
What?